Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of Chan's Logic. Anyway, today we are going to answer a question we get quite a bit, and that question is, should I, as a coach at a gym, because we work with so many gyms, we have a lot of coaches who want to know whether or not they should build a personal brand. And because we get the question so much, I think it's a good idea to actually answer that question in a podcast. What do you think, Steph?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had a pretty fun week. I'm trying to reacclimate back into society after being gone for a month.
It's been hard.
I was in Toronto for like 5 days, and then I was in North Dakota for 5 days, eh? Then I came back, and next week I go to the CrossFit Games. So if you guys are in the area or you're down there at the games, hit me up. We're going to be at Sanctify Fitness at 10 a.m.
every Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, I get in town Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday we'll be speaking, and we'll be doing some fun events afterward.
Is JJ speaking on Wednesday?
JJ's speaking Wednesday and Friday, and I'm speaking Thursday, Saturday. So if you're down there, hit us up. But let's talk about personal branding for fitness coaches. So I think when we look at the personal branding aspect, what we're trying to do is we're trying to build a brand that helps not only build the business's brand, but we need to build a brand that builds our personalities into it and our own culture and our ideals and philosophies into it. And what that does is it allows us to showcase how much expertise we have in a certain area and the kind of person we are. Mm-hmm. And by doing those two things, you're going to essentially attract clients to you who are specifically oriented towards you and what you do.
Right. Because every coach is different, right? You might have one coach that's better at working with moms or working with, you know, your youth program, or you might have somebody that's more interested in doing nutrition, or what else do we have? Like corrective exercise, or like actual like working on health and just overall, rather than trying to be like going like to compete and that kind of thing. So, pull out your personalities of all your coaches and you know, you want to see them build their audience around what they are really good at.
Yeah, exactly. So when you get your personality into your brand, so the big thing I think we have to look at is you can't depend on the business entirely to build up your own brand and to build up your information and to do all that for you. You have to take a step back and say, okay, the business is going to give me so much business and it's going to flow me in depending on how you compensate your coaches and how the coaches function. But if the coach can go out there and get people excited about what they're doing and get people interested in what they're doing and pull people in, then the coach is ultimately going to have a lot more power to be able to build their own client base and build their own client book and build their own presence in the community. And that's how you create a sort of micro influence or presence within your community, which is something we want as coaches. And like Steph was saying, you want people to be excited about you for what you're doing specifically. And you want to get to a point to where when people walk into your business, they say, I've been following Coach so-and-so for so long. They're hilarious, or their information is really good and they've changed my life. And if you're capturing both those things, then you're in a good position to say, my personal brand is strong. And if you don't build a personal brand, what happens is you get into a position to where you're relying on the business all the time to push business into you and to push people into your client book. And If you don't have to rely on the business and you have your own brand moving and you have your own information moving out, you're putting it out, you're telling people what you're doing and they're aware of you specifically, you're going to have a lot easier time bringing people into your book and building your book up. Mm-hmm. Right, Steph?
Yeah. Should always be trying to get referrals in, you know, people that trust you. That way, once you get your, you know, client base and your group, then that way you've got like this new pool of people that you can get referrals, you know, from them also. So it's always good, you know, to get different, you know, areas that you can get new people from, new clients.
Now, if you are a coach, you're probably, the biggest question I get is, okay, I want to build my personal brand. Now, what am I supposed to do and how do I do it? And the way you want to figure this out is you need to put together an idea of what are you good at, what are you not good at, and what is your personality like? And so once you understand those different subsets, you can build your content specifically around yourself. And when you look at a lot of the fitness people, all it is just like the guys showing their six-pack abs and being like, I'm super cool, sign up for my 90-day challenge. But they have no personality, no one cares, and they all blend into the same person. So what we need to do is we need to create differentiation in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so if you're funny, you need to showcase the funny stuff in your content. And that's one of my pillars of great content, which is being funny. If you're motivational, you should need to be really motivational and showcase people how motivational you are and how much you can uplift their lives and make them happy. If you're really educational, we probably need to combine some of the education with the funny stuff, because everybody's showing people how to do a pull-up, and everybody's showing people nutritional videos, and everybody's showing people all the educational stuff, but only the really good people are showcasing how you can make that stuff funny and motivational and combine a lot of the pillars of great content into your specific segments.
Or there's me, where I just use fluffy animals.
Yeah, if you have a fluffy animal, use that in your content. People love animals. Animals are bae, as the kids say.
Yeah.
So, what do you think, Steph?
I think that's pretty spot on.
Yeah, so what I would do if I was a coach trying to build a personal brand, we would organize our content into a calendar of what we're going to do, and it wouldn't be your general standard calendar. You need to organize a normal calendar. We have a doodle who's trying to ruin everything right now. So what you need to do is just, okay, my personality is this. I want to include a motivational piece each week. I want to include an educational piece each week. And I want to include a funny piece each week. So now I know Mondays, maybe I'm going to be motivational when I'm doing. Tuesday, I'm going to focus on a good educational piece. And my Wednesday or Thursday or whatever is going to be a funny piece. And what I would do with that is put all those videos just straight onto Facebook or Instagram, whatever your focus is. I think for coaches, your best focus is probably, you have two options. Option one is you just put everything on your personal Facebook page and your personal Instagram. And the benefits to this is you're not going to have to pay for it. And your reach is going to be high in terms of who sees your stuff. It's going to be like a normal person seeing your things. Or two, you can create a Facebook page that says like coach so-and-so, coach at wherever, or whatever coach you are. But the problem with the page is, now because you've created a page, you need to allocate a certain amount of your marketing budget. Now you have to have a marketing budget because you're going to have to pay for reach to get people there. So if you do that, you just need to allocate like $100 or $200 a month or something to put into your post to build up your page and to get people to like it and be excited about it.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, I mean, if you're posting on your personal, I mean, especially on Instagram, I think as far as like related to gym stuff. I mean, I don't know. I use Instagram mostly for, you know, my searching for gym related things, or if I'm looking for some motivation or whatever, it's easy to find, like, because of the hashtags and, you know, stuff like that. But, like even just posting, so like have the three different things, the, educate, motivate, you know, make them laugh, have those, but like fill in the other stuff with your own like personality. I mean, like mine's covered in animal photos and pictures and stuff, and kids too, because we do have a lot of kids running around here, like niece and nephews and stuff like that. So, but I think, you know, making sure that you post like at least once every day on your stuff, which I'm really bad about, and it reflects, but like, you know, Chandler's very good about being, regular on posting on both his personal and his page. And, for the most part, like his, you know, his reach and like his, the people following him, I mean, you know, is double what mine is, because I'm not as good as at posting.
Yeah.
So
I think a big important piece to this is you have to be consistent in what you do, and you have to be consistent in your strategy.
Not consistent.
And if you're not consistent in your strategy, you're never going to grow anything, because you're never going to actually get people to pay attention to what you're doing. So Steph has a good point. Instagram's probably your best one in terms of what it's going to be able to produce. Instagram isn't going to cost you any money as a coach. You're just going to have to be able to, the keys are putting out your good content like we talked about on Instagram, using relevant hashtags to what you're trying to market to. And then you have to go on and you have to look at the demographics of the different people who you want to kind of capture and who you want to go in, and you like all their posts and all their information. So as we talk about the information and all the stuff that we need to focus on, it's not just the little things, posting once in a while. It's posting 3, 4, 5 times a week or twice a day or something like that. And then it's, after that, it's going back and liking all the posts from the people in your relevant market. And then after that, it's going through and making sure that the right people are following you, and you're talking to everybody, and you're engaging with people who are following what you're doing. If you're engaging with people, it's going to be huge, because if you post like a cool video and they say, oh, that was really great. I really appreciate what you're putting out, or that was hilarious. No matter what they say, or no matter what they do, it's important that we put out a like a comment that says, hey, thank you so much for watching what I'm doing. I make it to help people like you. If you've got any questions or any information or things I can help out with, don't be afraid to post them or send me a direct message. Mm-hmm. So that's the last piece of that you need to focus on when you're building a good personal brand as a coach. It's you need to post, you need to be in, and you need to be engaging and consistent.
Right.
If you don't engage with your audience, then they're going to think you don't care about them. And so one of the most important things is engaging with your audience.
Yeah. But don't flood, don't flood people's feeds. Then that's when, people start unfollowing. Two posts a day, a morning, late morning and, an evening, probably good. I mean, you don't want to see, 15 posts in a row, within 2 hours, because that's just irritating.
Yeah, that's a good point. You have to understand the market that you're working into as well. If you're on Facebook, you can look at your, you can kind of pay attention to when people are liking stuff. If you're on your personal, if you're on a business page, then you can see when people are actually online. Mm-hmm. Good rule of thumb, especially on Facebook and Instagram, to follow is a post about once every 3 hours is pretty adequate. You can get away with that and not annoy people. Instagram, if you do post 35 times in a row, you're going to get unfollows and mm-hmm. people are going to get irritated, annoyed. So you probably want to avoid that.
But the nice thing now is with Instagram, it has the multiple, photo or the multiple thing multiple that you photos. Can swipe. Yeah. So you can use that. That's not as bad. People want to swipe, they're going to swipe. If they just want to see that first one, then that's fine.
Yeah, they're going to like it. They're going to pay attention. That way you don't have to post 35 times in a row. So you can post all those. You can mm-hmm. post 3 hours later, post something else. But when you do it, remember, stick with your personality. Follow the three pillars of content. Motivate, educate, make people laugh. And then intermix them too. So your educational piece can be hilarious. Your motivational piece can be funny at the same time. And mm-hmm. so your content can intermix and you can make different segments based off that. So you have a funny motivational piece, an educational piece. You have all these different pieces that you follow and use. And that makes you unique and it creates that differentiation you need. Because everybody's posting, everybody's going on Google and searching for the same quote to post for Motivational Mondays or whatever. But if you go on and you listen to stuff you say and you listen to what other people are saying and you post real-time quotes that you're seeing, that's a lot more powerful because it's going to be stuff people aren't used to actually seeing.
Yeah.
Which is good times and exciting.
Good times.
Yeah.
That's Chan's favorite response.
It's true.
Good times.
So I think a big thing on, for me, personal branding for coaches is incredibly important. Personal brand for anyone is incredibly important. Just think about whatever industry you're in, wherever you move to, whatever you're doing, and wherever you kind of flutter off to, your personal brand is always going to be there as kind of as a backup and as an information source you have to give people and as something that you can always fall back on. So even if you're employed at a business, but you're a super specialized employee, or as a coach, you're a specialized coach doing something, it's important to utilize your own voice and your own brand and putting your own content out on top of what the business has you doing. Mm-hmm. So you want to utilize the business because the business is going to pull people into you and build your brand. Then you're going to utilize your own brand to pull people in and build your own brand up. If you're always quiet and you never talk, you're never going to be in a position to where people care about what you say. And it's not because you're not intelligent or important or what you have to say isn't, great. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that you haven't voiced what you have to say and you haven't voiced your opinion and you haven't told people, you haven't showcased to people that you are an expert. Steph doesn't like to talk a lot. We actually didn't say much the first couple years we opened up Stone Age Fuel and some of the other stuff we did. And then one day I realized that we had a lot of stuff to say and we wanted to put our stuff out there. So then we started this whole podcast and all the Chan's Logic information. And mm-hmm. then it grew into a beautiful sparrow and it continues to grow.
Sparrows aren't that pretty.
I think into sparrows are
beautiful
pretty.
Beautiful butterfly.
Butterfly. So to wrap it up, when you're looking at your own personal brand, I think it's a good idea for coaches to do. Look at it from a two-pronged strategy. If you don't have any money to put in your marketing budget, use your own personal accounts for everything or focus on Instagram exclusively. Mm-hmm. If you do have money to put into a marketing budget, you can create a Facebook business page. It's still going to be the same thing on Instagram, though. You're still going to have your own personal. You can have a little business page as well. But I would focus on your own personal one until you're ready to devote money into it because you're mm-hmm. going to have to devote money to get your content out there and get people to see it.
To play.
that's right. Then next, be consistent. So we need to post like 3 to 5 times a week, probably more. I often post twice a day. I'm putting stuff every single day. I've got videos out. I'm captioning stuff. It's a good chunk of time to put into that. Mm-hmm. So once you start, you got to be ready to hit the ground running. Don't overwhelm yourself right at the beginning. Maybe you start off with 3 videos a week or 3 movie. Videos are probably your most engaging medium. So maybe you start off with like 3 videos a week and that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Then maybe you move into 3 videos and 1 like picture with the quote or whatever. But use this and focus on the motivation or the education. Motivate, educate, and make people laugh. The pillars of great content as you're doing it. And that's pretty much all it takes. And the last piece is, it's just another law of marketing we have. It's you have to be patient. When you start this personal branding journey, when you start anything like this, it's going to take you at least a year to build up any sort of presence and to get people to really care about you. So mm-hmm. when you're doing it, make sure that you know it's going to be 12 to 18 months from now before you see anything from your personal brand. A lot of people start, they post a video and they don't get a lot of likes on it within 30 seconds. So they give up and quit.
Yeah. It's not worth it. Yeah.
Just know that at the beginning, you're going to get one person who cares about your stuff. Mm-hmm. But that one person is the most important person in the entire world for you, because that's the person who's going to follow you through your whole journey.
Yeah.
Who's going to know what happened to you all throughout. Who's going to know 18 months from now when you have a bigger following. They're like, I've been following you since the beginning. And I care about what you do. And mm-hmm. so get out of the mentality that it's the number of followers and the number of people that matter, and get into the mentality that, number one, that one person who follows you from the beginning and turns into number 2 and turns into number 3, those are the most important people behind what you do, and those are the people you need to focus on and care about. It's not about the number, it's about how engaged your following is.
Yes.
I think that concludes Chan's logic. Instagram got to watch the whole thing. Facebook blew up. So here we are. Last thought, when stuff goes wrong, don't give up. Just continue on. We had 9 things running, 1 worked.
1 worked.
If you're in Madison, Wisconsin for the CrossFit Games, come see me. I'm speaking August. Sanctify Fitness. If you do, shoot me an email, chandler@stonehagefuel.com. Mm-hmm. We're going to throw a couple after parties and get-togethers as well. So if you are in the area and you want to hear my marketing talk and you want to hear our best business practices talk or some talks from Jeremy Jones, go down there August 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. It's basically Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're all speaking 10 a.m. Sanctify.
Yeah, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th at 10 a.m. Sanctify Fitness.
That's it. And then we'll be walking around the games as well.
Yes.
See you guys.
Bye.